PM according to the WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. No cold is gonna stop me from doing that. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up right now, it'll be time for the Radio Obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. Once again, it was not my intention to do an all-Radio Obituary episode, but if you've been keeping the math straight, it has been weeks since I have done a regular episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. Going back to the week before Thanksgiving, and let us thank once again our good friend DJ Ryan D for sitting in for us while I gallivanted. Then we came back and I did the Radio Obituary Retrospective, which was a smasharoony, by the way. And then, within minutes of finishing that, I pre-recorded the next week's show because I had to go somewhere for work. Then I came back, had to go to New York City for a funeral, didn't make it back in time, so I missed last week, and now here we are. So it's been a long, long time since we did a regular episode, which means A, the obits are piling up all over the place, and B, I probably got sick because I was doing too much stuff, which is true. I have the same cold today that I had the last time you heard me on the radio, pre-recorded the week before 2 weeks ago. So this is going to be a long and tedious recording process for me to do for you tonight so that you don't have to listen to me cough. If you'd asked me 2 days ago, I would have assumed RoboChick was going to be doing the show tonight, but she's not. I'm not going to start the Radio Obituaries the way that I always do. Instead, I'm going to go right in to the sacrificial Radio Obituary for Kim Simmons, the founder, guitarist, and primary songwriter, and the only consistent member of the blues rock band Savoy Brown. He led the band from its inception in 1965 and performed and appeared on every album the band recorded. He just passed away at 75. That's the sacrificial radio obituary, as now we turn to the initial radio obituary for Christine McVie, the English musician and songwriter. She's best known as the keyboardist and one of the vocalists for Fleetwood Mac. She was a member of several bands, notably Chicken Shack, in the mid-1960s British blues scene. She started in Fleetwood Mac in 1968, initially as a session player, but formally joined the band in 1970. And she's definitely one of those people you heard a lot about the week that she passed away while I was gone, hence the lateness of this radio obituary. Let us suffice to say that Christine McVie just passed away at 79, and it's her initial radio obituary featuring two facts here. First, that it is a Fleetwood Mac-free radio obituary, and that the first song of the initial radio obituary actually serves to celebrate Kim Simmons from the sacrificial radio obituary, and was suggested by our director of minutiae, Bob Cohen, because he's just that kind of guy. So let us have the initial radio obituary for Christine McVie right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Woke up this morning, and my agent was standing in my room. Oh, yeah, woke up this morning, and my agent and a man from Blue Horizon Records and Mike and Richard Vernon all standing in my room. Yes, they were. Oh, they said you better learn some blues, son, 'cause there's gonna be a boom, a great big boom, daddy. Fleetwood Mac, Chicken Shack, John Mayall Can't Fail Blues. I got the Fleetwood Mac, Chicken Shack, John Mayall Can't Fail Blues. Yeah. I got the Fleetwood Mac, Chicken Shack, John Mayall Can't Fail Blues. From the deep, deep south of the River Thames, bottleneck guitar is the latest trend. I'm gonna earn more money than I can spend. I got the blues. I got the blues. I play with my Chicken Shack blues. I got the play with my Chicken Shack John Mayall Can't Fail blues. Savoy Brown, Reach Me Down Blues. I got the Jethro Tull, Belly Full, Savoy Brown, Reach Me Down Blues. I got the Jethro Tull, Belly Full, Savoy Brown, Reach Me Down Blues. Yeah. I'm gonna pick that cotton and do my thing. Don't know the chords and I just can't sing. But there's lots of noise and the drums don't swing. I got the blues.
guys. I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to hurry out of the hall now, sir, please. I'm afraid I'm going to have to hurry out, sir, because it's 11 o'clock. And this hall is supposed to be closed at 10:30. I'm afraid there's nothing to take that attitude, sir. When I'm only doing my job, I've been here since 8 o'clock this morning. I shall miss my last bus home if you don't hurry up. I'm afraid I've tried to add you very offensive, sir, and I shall have to report this to the manager. I fought in the war for the likes of you, and I'm not going to have my job told.
This is Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac.
And Mick Fleetwood.
There was a young man called Jack, who shot up his arm full of smack.
It didn't take long to know he'd been wrong, because he found himself dead on his back.
Please stay off hard drugs.
I think you really know.
New York City, it's cold and it's damp, and all the people dressed like monkeys. Let's leave Chicago to the Eskimos. That town's a little bit too rugged for you and me.
We'll be right back.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're in an all-radio obituary episode tonight, and the post-initial radio obituary is for Bud Friedman, the American actor and comedian, best known as the founder and original proprietor of the Improvisation Comedy Club, also known as the Improv, which opened in 1963 in New York City in the Hell's Kitchen neighborhood. He was instrumental in launching the comedy careers of Rodney Dangerfield, Richard Lewis, Robert Klein, Jay Leno, Andy Kaufman, Freddie Prinze, Steve Landisberg, Jimmy Walker, and even managed Bette Midler at the early stages of her career. Bud Friedman just passed away at 90. It's the post-initial radio obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I will never forget it, you know! I was in bed one night with my boyfriend Ernie. He said to me, "Soph, how come you never tell me when you're having an orgasm?" I said to him, "Ernie, you're never around." I will never forget it, you know. My girlfriend Clementine is a filthy, vulgar old broad. Ah, she loves them dirty jokes. She rang me up the other day and said to me, "Soph, what do you get when you cross a male organ with a telephone pole?" I said, "Clementine, I got no idea. What do you get?" She said to me, "Soph, you get a humongous dick that wants to reach out and touch someone." Thanks very much, Soph. Take a hike. We'll see you later. Hello, everybody. Tonight, we have no songs about the sea. No boogie-woogie. No rock and roll numbers in which I hump the stage. No wheelchairs. No fins. No backup singers serving me with subpoenas. And the best of all, no surly musicians begging me for blow. Instead, tonight we have jokes. Jokes about old people having sex. We have jokes about cutting the cheese. We have good jokes about bad people, bad jokes about good people. And of course, we have not neglected my favorite arena. Jokes about tits. Ah, yes, tits bazooms, fun bags, medicine balls, pachangas, nay-nays, my world, welcome to it. And oh, it has been a gargantuan effort. More Hebrews worked on this act than built the pyramids. I searched high, I searched low. I beat the comic bush so hard, I feel like Margaret Mead. Of course, everyone does not share my high opinion of me. No, no. I cannot tell you how many times I have been apprehended, stopped by Dikes and Nikes. Right outside that door. They scream at me, "For Christ's sake, when are you going to stop talking about your tits?" They imply that I am obsessed with mammalia. I say, "You're goddamn right I'm obsessed with mammalia. I'm living proof big tits means big bucks." So there. Besides, I'm a star.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you
are. I don't have to be well informed. Just well endowed. I don't know much because I don't get out much. Last time I got out, I sang on that record, "We Are the Rich." "We Are the Famous." It was a fantastic night. I stood next to LaToya. She was wearing a headband. I felt naked. Bruce Springsteen was there. He was chatting with the soloists. Undaunted, I ran up to him. I said, "Bruce, you look fabulous. What happened?" He was not amused. Hell, I remember when his arms were as skimpy as his chord changes. and boo your own selves. I have no idols, nothing sacred here. And you better get used to it. Because mud will be flung tonight. And into the faces of some of your favorites.
The next radio obituary is for Benjamin Bossy, the saxophone player for the new wave band Romeo Void. His powerful sax solos were considered the driving force of the band's biggest singles, including the 1982 hit Never Say Never and 1984's A Girl in Trouble is a Temporary Thing. Benjamin Bossy just passed away at 69. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you.
I built a little empire out of some crazy garbage called the blood of the exploited working class. But they've overcome their shyness, now they're calling me your highness, and the world screams, kiss me, son of God. I destroyed a bond of friendship and respect between the only people left who'd even look me in the eye. Now I laugh and make a fortune off the same ones that I tortured, and the world screams, kiss me, son of God. I look like Jesus, so they say, but Mr. Jesus is very far away. Now you're the only one here who can tell me if it's true that you love me and I love thee. I built a little empire out of some crazy garbage called the blood of the exploited working class. But they've overcome their shyness, now they're calling me your highness, and the world screams, kiss me, son of God. Yes, the world screams, kiss me, son of God.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the cleanup radio obituary is for Ken Mansfield. He was an American record producer who was also the manager of Apple Records in the U.S., firmly planting him in the greatest story ever told. Starting way back in the 1960s, he was associated with an array of notable performers, including the Beach Boys, Waylon Jennings, James Taylor, Don Ho, Harry Nilsson, many, 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 many others. And in the 70s, he helped popularize the outlaw movement in country music by producing Waylon Jennings' number one album, Are You Ready for the Country? But more importantly, in his role in The Greatest Story Ever Told, he was hired by Capitol Records in January 1965 as the company's district promotion manager West Coast, making him one of the youngest executives with Capitol Records. He was promoted quickly and was one of the first young American execs that the Beatles worked with since their ascension to stardom. Since Mansfield's age was closer to the Beatles than most of the EMI dudes, it made him a bit more accessible to the lads, and they soon invited him to become a member of their inner sanctum. In 67, when they decided to form their own corporation, they turned to Mansfield to run the record division and named him the U.S. manager of Apple Recordings back in 1968. He set up the worldwide launch of Apple Records and the U.S. management of projects including The White Album, Yellow Submarine, Abbey Road, Let It Be, and Hey Jude. He sealed his importance to the lads at the time of the Apple debut when everybody agreed that the Beatles' first single on the new label had to be a smash-a-rooney. They couldn't decide whether to release Hey Jude or Revolution as Apple's first single, mostly because Hey Jude clocked in at 7 minutes 11 seconds. Still horrifyingly long, if you ask me. But Ken Mansfield came up with the solution by bringing an advance copy of the two songs from the UK to the US and playing them to a few trusted radio station managers who were unanimous in their decision that Hey Jude was the hit. When the song was released in September of 68, it topped the Billboard charts for 9 weeks and became the Beatles' biggest-selling single of all time. Mansfield was also among a handful of eyewitnesses to join the Beatles as they performed their legendary last-ever gig on the rooftop of the London headquarters in 1969. Mansfield is easy to recognize as he was the only one on the roof that day wearing a white coat. Ken Mansfield just passed away at 85. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Now I've watched you sitting there, seeing the passers-by all stare, like you have no place to go. But there's so much they don't know about apple scrubs. You've been stood around for years, see my smiles and touch my tears, how it's been a long, long time, and how you've been on my apple scars. Apple scrubs, apple scrubs, how I love you, how I love you. On the step outside you stand with your flowers in your hand, my apple scrubs. While the years have come and go, now your love must surely show me that without all time and space, we're together face to face, my apple scrubs.
On to the radio obituary for Aileen Crum, the American underground comics artist, also wife of R. Crum. She was introduced to underground cartoonism by former Fugs drummer Ken Weaver, and it inspired her to begin making comics herself and relocate to San Francisco. That's where she was introduced to Robert Crum by mutual friends, who had noted an uncanny resemblance between her and the coincidentally named Crum character, Honey Bunch Kaminsky. She fell in with the Women's Comics Collective and contributed to the first few issues of that series. She started a new comics title with Diane Newman, Twisted Sisters, and then produced a series of collaborative comics with R. Crum called Dirty Laundry, also known as Aileen and Bob's Dirty Laundry. She just passed away at 74. It's the radio obituary for Aileen Crum right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
In the fine, where the sun never shines, and you shiver when the cold wind blows. But if I had listened to what Grandma said, where would I be tonight? I'd be in the pine where the sun never shines, and you shiver when the cold wind blows.
De Barbès à Rochechouart, il arpente le trottoir. C'est un fantassin de l'affiche, mais un soir de spleen, il a croisé sa féline, une panthère noire divine. Voilà notre piéton qui biche.
Quand on est un homme sandwich, faut planquer ses miches. Attention au maxillaire, à la femme panthère, sous ses crocs ou sous ses griffes, d'ailleurs c'est kiff-kiff. Tu finiras dans ses bras en chair à saucisse.
Et tout excité, devant ses pilosités, il ne pense qu'à la fourrer, mais c'est une paire de manches Elle lui a dit, viens, je dois faire mes griffes ce matin. Lui qui pense qu'au gros câlin, il a proposé sa planche.
Quand on est un homme sandwich, faut planquer ses miches. Attention au maxillaire, à la femme panthère. Sous ses crocs ou sous ses griffes, d'ailleurs c'est kiff-kiff. Tu finiras dans ses bras, en chair à saucisse.
Son malheur, il porte sur son cœur la réclame pour un fourreur qui solde ses vieilles peaux place blanche, ses griffes après le bois. Lui ont transpercé le foie et on l'a mis toute guingois, raide et nue entre quatre planches.
Quand on est un homme sandwich, faut planquer ses miches. Attention au maxillaire, à la femme panthère, sous ses crocs ou sous ses griffes, d'ailleurs c'est kiff kiff. Tu finiras dans ses bras en chair à saucisse.
Quand on est un homme sandwich, faut planter ses miches.
Attention au maxillaire, à la femme panthère. Sous ses crocs ou sous ses griffes, d'ailleurs c'est kiff kiff. Tu finiras dans ses bras en chair à saucisse.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're in an all-radio obituary episode tonight as we turn our attention to the radio obituary for Dino Danelli, the American drummer best known as an original member and the drummer in the rock group The Young Rascals. He's been called one of the great underappreciated rock drummers in history, but was also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1997. He just passed away at 78. It's the radio obituary for Dino Danelli right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Say you don't know you do. Well,
Now for the radio obituary for Hamish Kilgore, the New Zealand musician who was a co-founder of the indie rock band The Clean with his brother David in 1978. He also co-founded the band Belter Space in 1987 and later recorded as a solo artist. He just passed away at 65. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We'll be right back.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now we have a radio obituary for Bob McGrath, the American actor, musician, and children's author best known for playing the original human character and music teacher Bob Johnson on Sesame Street from 1967 through 2017. Earlier in his career, he worked with Mitch Miller and was the featured tenor on Miller's NBC television sing-along series, Sing Along with Mitch, for four seasons from 1960 through 1964. In the mid-60s, he became a well-known recording artist in Japan, releasing a series of successful albums of Irish and other folk songs and ballads sung in Japanese. It was because of that secret that he got to appear on game shows To Tell the Truth in 66 and I've Got a Secret in 67. Bob McGrath just passed away at 90. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Come on, get the power.
Hey everybody, what's going to be the next song?
I got one.
What is it, Louis?
It's a good song too. We sang it before. What's the name of that song? It goes something like this. La-dee-da-dee-dum, la-dee-da-dee-dum, what's the name of that song? La-dee-da-dee-dum, la-dee-da-dee-dum, what's the name of that song? It goes la-dee-da-dee-dum, la-dee-da-dee-dum, something, something, birds.
Birds, yeah, birds.
La-dee-da-dee-dum, la-dee-da-dee, I wish I remembered the words.
La-dee-da-dee-dum, la-dee-da-dee-dum, what's the name of that song?
La-dee-da-dee-dum, la-dee-da-dee-dum,
I'd like to sing right along. I've heard it said with words and music, a fella can't go wrong. So la-dee-da-dee-dum.